Boris Johnson has been speaking today about this, the Prime Minister and Labour's Keir Starmer meeting fan groups. And he spoke, this is Boris Johnson speaking to Kevin Miles from the Football Supporters Association.
He was saying that despite being a free market conservative, he was prepared to act in this area and would give full support to the football authorities in any measures they take and sanctions they take in order to prevent this happening.
And prepared to change the law to allow that.
That was the clear suggestion, yes.
Right. Graham Anderson is a sports barrister at Littleton Chamber. Graham, afternoon to you. So this is a confusing thing from away from the football pitch. It's going to probably end up in the courts, is it?
Well, I think we already know that the ESL has, or certainly being reported in the media, filed applications for injunctions, I think in this country and no doubt in Spain and Italy as well, as a sort of warning shot against UEFA, FIFA, maybe the Premier League taking punitive steps against what they're planning to do. So it is undoubtedly going to end up in the courts. I heard Pat earlier there saying that the ESL have brought a nuclear weapon to a knife fight. Well, that's a pretty good analogy. I am certain that with $6 billion of JP Morgan's cash behind them, they've taken the best legal advice money can buy, and they're going to be at least they're going to have at least thought very hard about the thorny legal issues that are presenting themselves.
Right. And what about the political intervention from the Prime Minister, also Labour? You know, they're all basically backing the fans here.
Absolutely. There's obviously a lot of political capital to be gained for both major parties out of this. There's two separate gears you can go in. The legal one, which is complex and dry, and you get people like me giving you very unclear views on what's going to happen. But it's perfectly within the power of the politicians, I suppose, to put in what Johnson called a legislative bomb to take steps to stop this happening. I mean, that is an immediate response to the current crisis. It would be quite a remarkable thing for a so-called free market conservative to intervene in the market to retroactively prevent something from happening that the free market was going to go ahead and do. But of course, what Labour and Keir Starmer have been talking about is something along the lines of, and when I say Labour and Keir Starmer, I know Gordon Brown proposed this, Corbyn proposed this, is a something like the German model where you have much more potent fan intervention in clubs. And maybe that's something that's going to be on the political agenda.
Yeah, the Premier League's 14 saying that they will consider all actions and hold shareholders to account under the league's rules. What could they do?
I think the main thing that they can do is stand on what the Premier League rules themselves provide for. So plainly what the ESL proposes to do is a breach of FIFA regulations, UEFA regulations, Premier League rules. And those rules contain clauses that say, you know, we all in this club, in this league, owe obligations to one another. They could try and stand on those. I think what the main legal question is going to be is what sanction collectively does the Premier League, UEFA, FIFA take against the ESL, and is that sanction, which is, you know, no doubt a punitive thing to do, going to stand up in the courts?
Right. And what about the players? They've got employment contracts and visas. Is there any scope for their stop? You know, could the players stop this happening, do you think?
Well, this is the thing. I mean, my bread and butter is dealing with Premier League footballers' contracts, and yes, there are express provisions in these contracts that say both parties are going to abide by the Premier League rules. Well, all six of these clubs have stated an intention not to do that. Nearly all of these contracts are formulated against a background of playing in the Premier League with the hope of playing in the Champions League. And you very often see very detailed provisions which will say, right, you get a 50 grand bonus if you appear in the Champions League match, and you get an extra 20 grand for every goal you score in the Champions League and stuff like that. I mean, on the face of it, that's all out of the window. If I was Harry Kane waking up on Monday morning and being told, oh, listen, Harry, we've not discussed this with you, assuming we haven't, but the entire complexion, the entire landscape of your future professional career may have just changed overnight. I don't think I'd be terribly happy about it. And I think there were probably, if I wanted to do legal steps I could take to get myself out of that contract if I wanted to.
Fascinating. So, Graham, how many pages does a Premier League contract, a player contract, run to, do you reckon?
Well, how long is a piece of string? But very often, they... What you very often find is things are entered into in haste and not a great deal of thought goes into the detail. And the standard Premier League contract isn't very long at all, necessarily. You've just got to fill in a few details. And, you know, huge figures sloshing around, but we're not talking about necessarily talking about hugely dense documents. Sometimes you see very carefully negotiated ones, but very often I find myself looking at contracts which are only a few pages long.
Fascinating. And you see all the figures as well?
Yes, I can't really disclose them necessarily, but
no,
yeah.
Because Graham, I just want you around for a barbecue now because a couple of beers down, you, who knows, you've got to be really good entertainment on all of that.
You've got the measure of me.
Nice stuff. Graham Anderson, appreciate that. Sports barrister at Littleton Chamber.